This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. The high pressure ridge that has been the dominant force in our weather pattern the first half of November is moving to the east and allowing a Pacific frontal system to enter the area today with scattered showers. Another high pressure ridge is expected this weekend, but this will be more of a transition ridge rather than stationary and will be replaced by a low pressure trough and another round of showers Tuesday and Wednesday. Rainfall amounts will be mainly a tenth to a third of an inch, so at this point it doesn't look like a serious moisture producer or a threat for livestock cold stress. So far in November, it's been exceptionally dry across the Columbia Basin, with less than a tenth of an inch common where precipitation has fallen. Now, November is usually one of our wetter months with normal precipitation, an inch to an inch and a half on most farms in the Moses Lake, Ellensburg, Tri-Cities, Hermiston, and Pendleton areas, and 2 to 3 inches in the Dayton, Walla Walla, and Weston areas. Looking at the rest of November, the weather pattern looks to be a little more active, but it's unlikely we'll get to or surpass normal precipitation. As far as temperatures are concerned, there does not appear to be any significant cold snaps the rest of November. So even though the first half of the month was colder than normal, the whole month could average near normal or warmer than normal. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.